This Sunday, far-right and self-described anarcho-capitalist Javier Milei takes office in Argentina. Milei ran on a campaign of slashing the state's role in public life, including eliminating the central bank and shuttering key ministries. He also vowed to turn around the country's disastrous economic situation, and he expressed admiration for former President Donald Trump of the United States and former President Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil. So what's next for Argentina? Joining me now to answer that question is Veronica Gago, who teaches political science at the University of Buenos Aires and is the author of The Feminist International, How to Change Everything. We're also joined by Ernesto Semán, who is an associate professor of Latin American history at the University of Bergen and author of Ambassadors of the Working Class, Argentina's International Labor Activists and Cold War Democracy in the Americas. I want to thank you both for joining me on Upfront. Ernesto, I'm going to start with you. Milei was pretty much an unknown entity just a few years ago. He was a complete outsider to the political scene. How did he not only rise so quickly, but also end up winning by such a large margin? Was it just about the promise of change, a difference from the current political class, given the fact that the country is facing triple-digit inflation and 40% of Argentines live below the poverty line?
Yeah, well, I think, of course, I mean, inflation and a decade of economic stagnation and 40% of poverty are quite powerful framework, sort of unavoidable to understand this. And to make things even worse, Milei ran against a coalition, a government coalition that appointed the candidate as Minister of Economy, so pushing economic frustrations even more to the center of the campaign. But I think, as you mentioned in the introduction, Milei connected these long-term and short-term frustrations by putting forward a clear message. The message was, it's important now to give more space to personal effort, to entrepreneurship, to individual freedom, and to fight back against obstacles such as government intervention in the economy or excessive regulations. I think these ideas are connected with how millions of people experience their daily life in Argentina and elsewhere, lives in which even labor regulations or social programs that are supposed to benefit the poor nonetheless are sort of idealized by progressive forces, including the government, but perceived as ineffectual in their lives.
But it's a fascinating thing, though, Veronica, right? But I also wonder what else is at stake. I mean, Argentina, for example, has been at the forefront of grassroots organizing for women. The campaign for women's rights and minority rights led to things like the legalization of abortion in Argentina.
Yes.
And Milei has said very clearly that he will call a referendum on whether to ban abortion again. So how worried should we be, not just about the economic piece of this, but that minority rights, women's rights are actually vulnerable under a Milei presidency?
I think that, of course, he's an opponent of abortion rights. And during the campaign, he said he was going to call for a referendum. I think that that campaign is also a reaction against the feminist and queer movement in Argentina, but also the idea of rights that we were gaining in the streets. But it's, I don't want to de-link the rights and the economic issue. I think that we have to connect that and to avoid the idea that you are now worried of the economic situation or you are defending rights. Because the worst idea, but very successful, of Milei's campaign is to analyze rights as privileges. So he said, now the feminists and the queer people are the privileged people against the poor people. And he organized a sort of battle against different sectors and trying to oppose social and feminist and queer rights against that idea of liberal individual entrepreneurship, that figure that Ernesto was commenting at the beginning. So I think that this is part of his discourse that is very successful, and this is that we have to confront, because it is not the way that we can organize living in precarity.
Ernesto, I mean, that's an interesting point Veronica raises, right? There's the policy question. You know, Malay can introduce policies that are harmful to women, harmful to minorities in the country. But then there's also the climate that gets created based on the way that he campaigned and based on the exploitation of those political contradictions and those economic challenges. So how worried should we be about that? Not just about the policies, but about the climate.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't think we can make predictions now if his administration is going to last 2 days or 2 years or 20 years. So it's very hard to know what, how much he's going to move forward with his agenda. But it's true, and I, of course I agree 100% with what Veronica said, he used women and minorities' rights as an space in which he could explore how much he could push the limits, to see how much can be said destroying the old, the ancien regime, right? Associated with these last couple of decades with a more emphasis on minorities and women rights. And he was successful in pushing those limits. It helped him to galvanize the far right around him. Same thing with his explicit and implicit promises about revision of human rights policies. But I do think, and I agree 100% with that, that it creates a toxic environment and put much more to the center the idea of political violence as a component of daily life.
And I'm glad you mentioned political
violence. Without knowing how long he's going to last, I would be more worried about that than about the specific policies.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned political violence, because I was thinking about this. Veronica, I mean, obviously there's a long and deep history of resistance in Argentina. I'm talking about not just words, but street protests, on-the-ground activism. Yes. And I can't imagine that won't happen if there is mass dissent in response to Milei's policies. How will a Malay presidency, in your estimation, respond to people in the street saying, hey, this isn't working for us?
He's promising repression, I think, against this very massive and popular tradition in Argentina of demonstrations or different forms of taking the streets. Milei represents a reactionary mutation of neoliberalism in response to that critical conditions. So it is part of a long-standing free market authoritarian tradition and also a response to feminist and popular movements. So I think that the antagonism will be very strong, but we have also to think in other conditions of protest and mobilizations, because we have to see in what sense his promises of repression will be concrete. And I think that we will have different demonstrations in the next month. But I want to insist, we are in a very critical economic situation. So these demonstrations are also conditioned by this very critic condition in everyday life.
I want to thank you both for joining me. Veronica, Ernesto, it's a pleasure talking to you. Everybody, that is our show. Up Front, we'll be back next week.